A city council committee is looking at ways to beef up security in Jacksonville parks. One idea is to recruit more police officers to live in parks rent-free. City Council first approved the so-called Live On Security Program in 2003. Now, 39 Jacksonville parks are home to officers mostly living in mobile homes. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office and Parks and Rec Department are recommending 5 more parks get added to the list: Lonnie Miller, Greenland, Lake Fretwell, Brentwood Golf Course, and Beach and Peach, which is in Councilman Scott Wilson's district. He says the park was bought with conservation dollars,
which restricts what we're allowed to do as far as removing trees. So it's a heavily wooded park. And if you get to the back of the park, there's often activities that are not desirable. And so I'm hopeful that adding an officer to that park would reduce some of that crime.
He says permanent homes instead of trailers could incentivize cops, an idea endorsed by Councilman Bill Gulliford, too. Most of the officers already pay no rent or utilities, though a dozen pay rent to a city contractor. Councilman Tommy Hazzouri says the committee members will continue to meet about this issue.
Well, the next thing is to get a presentation from the Parks Director, Daryl Joseph, on the costs of additional trailers, to look forward to maybe having permanent housing at some of our facilities as we move forward.
Joseph says 5 new trailers would cost the city $50,000 to $65,000 each. Officers who live at the parks are required to conduct security checks, in addition to responding to any calls there. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.